One by one, gun owners filed into a barricaded section of the Statehouse Plaza with their weapons in tow. Some were carrying semi-automatic firearms, while others had their handguns holstered at their sides. The rally was billed as a protest against what they call the anti-gun movement, and most protesters pointed the blame squarely at Governor John Kasich for his recent change of heart when it comes to gun regulation. Eric Grant of Beaver Creek has seen the escalating debate about gun control and wanted to make sure he took a stand.
You know, it's easy to say I support something, but from the comfort of your couch. So I decided to show up or show my support.
Grant says this large demonstration can show the public exactly how responsible gun ownership can work, especially for those who call for more regulation in the wake of mass shootings.
I can see both sides. You know, I can see both sides of the story, but it's not the law-abiding gun owner. It's not the responsible gun owner that's committing the crimes. You know, it's the criminals.
David Coots of Middletown agrees. He's with the constitutional militia group known as United Sheepdogs of Ohio. Coots says more gun regulation erodes their constitutional right, and he rebukes Kasich's so-called common sense proposals.
I think that he's making a mistake. I think he's attacking our Second Amendment, and because there's already common sense gun laws in place. You know, like I said, criminals don't abide by the law. They don't care. They're going to find a way.
Another vocal critic of Kasich at the rally was his own Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor.
When John Kasich proposed his new gun control measures last week, I immediately spoke out against them.
Taylor, who's locked in a tough Republican gubernatorial primary with Attorney General Mike DeWine, has been trying to garner the support of pro-gun voters and distance herself from her former running mate.
When tragic shootings occur in this country, like we saw recently in Florida, establishment politicians immediately take this knee-jerk reaction and start to restrict our gun rights.
Taylor even signed a pledge in front of the crowd to uphold some of their top policy issues, such as signing the so-called Stand Your Ground bill, which makes it easier for someone to use lethal force in self-defense, instead of needing to retreat first. This is a bill Kasich has said he'd veto.
Will she do what Governor Kasich refuses to do, yes or no?
Yes.
The group at the State House wanted to make sure that they used this as an opportunity to clear up the biggest misconceptions they believe the public has on gun ownership.
What aggravates most gun owners is they see the emotional response and they see people blaming with the NRA, or they say that all gun owners are terrorists, all gun owners are murderers, and obviously, but that's not true.
While Coots says the public and members of the media are not understanding the value of arming teachers.
If you use armed teachers in conjunction with armed guards in the hallways, our children will be safe. We protect our money with guns, our politicians with guns. You know, celebrities are protected by guns, and our most precious commodities, we make gun-free zones.
Kasich proposed what's known as the Red Flag Law, which allows the court to confiscate firearms from people deemed to be a risk to themselves or others. And other proposals include a ban on bump stocks, plus keeping guns away from domestic violence offenders. So far, these proposals have not been drafted into new legislation, although some are already sitting in the legislature as standalone bills from Democrats. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.